This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 22nd, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the draft interpretive rule on when certain independent expenditures are publicly disseminated for reporting purposes. This matter was held over from our last open meeting. Ms. Helmsley, please proceed when ready.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Commissioners, good morning to you. Agenda document 11-52 is a draft interpretive rule initially considered and informally made available for public comment on September 1st. The draft provides guidance on the meaning of publicly disseminated for the purpose of reporting certain independent expenditures under 11 CFR 104.4 and 109.10. Specifically, the draft addresses public dissemination of independent expenditure communications that take the form of items such as yard signs, mini billboards, handbills, T-shirts, hats, and buttons. The draft provides that these items may be reported on any reasonable date, starting with the date the filer receives or exercises control over the items in the usual and normal course of dissemination. We received two comments on the draft interpretive rule. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Is there any discussion on this draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a couple of small edits to suggest. One of which was originated in my office. We thought there needed a point of clarification, one in Commissioner McGann's office, who says we never agree on anything. I did want to mention briefly, though, that we did get a couple of good, thoughtful comments, and we're not ignoring them. We just didn't think that we could incorporate those concepts into this document in time to approve it today, and we thought we had the rest of this nailed down, and it would provide some guidance for folks, and we should get out the guidance that we can now, and I think we're going to continue to think about those comments, and there may be more guidance on those topics forthcoming in the future. I think this issue came up in the context of an audit, and the way we resolved it in an audit, we decided that, gee, if we're going to say this is okay for this committee, then we should also make it clear to everybody else so that everybody's on the same playing field and everybody knows how to do this. It's not hard to figure out what the public distribution date is on a newspaper ad because it's there in the paper and there's a date on the top, and it's easy to figure it out. But when people are handing out tangible items like signs and hats and bumper stickers, then it becomes a little bit more complicated because they tend to be handed out in stages and they're received in stages and they're publicly available in stages. So we're giving people a bunch of options that we think are reasonable, and I'm glad that the Commission was able to come to agreement on this. So all that is a long introduction to my very small edits, which are both on page 3 of the draft, I think, one of which would add a sentence to footnote, to the end of footnote 1, and it would say, this particular rule interprets, quote, publicly disseminated, end quote, for those items that do not have an inherent date certain for public dissemination, such as yard signs, mini billboards, handbills, T-shirts, hats, and buttons, period. And that just goes to the point that I was just making, that these things that get handed out are harder to figure out sometimes than things that get published in a newspaper. The second suggestion would be to add a new footnote 2 at the end of the seventh line on page 3, the sentence that ends, communications are actually disseminated up to and including the date that the communications are actually disseminated to the public, period, and then we would hang a new footnote. And again, I want to credit Commissioner McGann for this thought, but I'm just going to do it all in one time. And the footnote would read, once the public dissemination date is established, comma, independent expenditure communications must be reported pursuant to 11 CFR 104.4 B2, C and F, and 109.10 C and D, period. So I don't want to foreclose any discussion, but at the appropriate time, I would be happy to move that we approve this document with those amendments that I just described.
Any further discussion? Commissioner McGann.
Appreciate the amendments. I can support them, and appreciate you making mine for me. Saves time. I do want to echo Commissioner Weintraub's thoughts, though, on the comments filed primarily, I think it was at SEIU. That's the one I have in front of me. What we're doing here today is we're putting out guidance that resulted from a real situation and a real audit, particularly with respect to one union's distribution of yard signs. And it became difficult to know when to file the independent expenditure report because of the way the materials roll out from the national to the locals and out to people. I think I understand what the comment's saying. I'm not entirely sure. I would be willing to put it in this document, but for the fact that this was not the issue that was in the audit, that this guidance is designed to help clarify. But I guess what I'm saying is if SEIU wants to come in with an advisory opinion, I'd certainly be all ears. I don't see what they're suggesting. And to put a fine point on oral communications that take place as part of a canvas operation as being all that different from what we're doing here today, not entirely clear to me how you would report an oral communication. I guess maybe it's the cost of the person who's going door to door. I guess that's what we mean. But I think it'd be part of the yard sign dissemination. I would assume it would be the same rule unless factually I'm just all wet. But I wanted to put that on the record in case they're listening, that let them know the water's warm on this. No one's saying no. It just isn't really something that needs to go into this document today because I think on balance it's important to get the guidance out sooner rather than later that we can. And if we have to do a round two on more nuanced issues of what goes on with a canvas operation, I'm certainly happy to do that at a later time. But I just want to make that clear. We're not saying no. We're just not there. But if it's still not clear, please let us know.
Is there anything further on this matter? Are we ready for a motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of agenda document 11-52 with the amendments that I previously read.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Council.